The Supreme Court has upheld the idea that inspired Megan's laws. Every state has a sexual predator law that allows the public to know the identity and whereabouts of convicted sex offenders when they get out of prison. The court upheld Alaska's statute, the most wide-reaching. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Requiring sex offenders to register with police is not a new idea, but giving that information to the public is. Community notification is an idea that spread like wildfire after the 1994 rape and murder of 7-year-old Megan Kanka in New Jersey. The fact that her killer, a twice-convicted sex offender, had moved next door without the neighbors knowing of his record spurred a nationwide drive for notification. Alaska's law ended up as the toughest because it put on the internet the offender's photo, home and work address, and car tags, and it required registration and quarterly updates even of people who were convicted before the registration law was enacted. That meant that people who were convicted as teenagers and promised expungement of their records were now labeled sex offenders on the internet, as were people who had successfully completed rehabilitation programs years earlier. They challenged the Alaska law as an unconstitutional retroactive punishment. But yesterday, the Supreme Court, by a 6-3 vote, ruled public notification is not a punishment, but a regulation aimed at protecting public safety. Writing for the court majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy rejected the notion that the registration and notification law amounts to a public branding. Although the public availability of the information may have a lasting and painful impact on the convicted sex offender, said Kennedy, these consequences flow not from the Act's registration and dissemination provisions, but from the fact of the conviction, already a matter of public record. Our system, he said, does not treat dissemination of truthful information in furtherance of a legitimate governmental objective as punishment. Dissenting were Justices Stevens, Ginsburg, and Breyer. Said Stevens, no matter how the majority manipulates its definitions, it will never persuade me that this is not punishment, and it is clear that the Constitution forbids retroactive punishment. As to public notification provisions that a defendant knows about at the time of his trial and sentencing, all the justices agreed that is permissible. The court left open, however, the question of whether all sex offenders could be lumped together. Frank Zimring is director of the Criminal Justice Program at the University of California.
I think it's going to be important for young offenders, particularly for juveniles, for people where predictions of dangerousness are based on behavior, where the data does not suggest that there is any dangerousness at all, for groups with very low recidivism rates.
For example, left open are challenges that could be brought by a 19-year-old who had consensual sex with an underage girl, or a college campus streaker, or a 10- or 12-year-old convicted of being a peeping Tom, or more serious conduct. After all, some of the registration and public notification laws last for life, and so yesterday the court left open some potential challenges, but only at the margins. The Megan's Law ruling came on a day when the court also upheld California's three strikes law, which sentences even small-time offenders convicted of three felonies to 25 years to life without parole. About half the states have three strike laws, but unlike California, most require the third strike to be a violent one, and no other state allows what would otherwise be a misdemeanor to be converted into a felony if a defendant has previous felony convictions. By a 5-4 vote, the court upheld a 25-year-to-life sentence for a man who had stolen three golf clubs. He had previously been convicted of three residential break-ins and a robbery in which he brandished a knife. In a companion case, the court left intact a 50-year-to-life sentence for a man convicted of stealing 9 kids' videos from 2 Kmart stores. Said the court, California has a right to incapacitate its recidivist felons. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.